My Addiction, The Savior's Help. Several years ago, my wife and I were on the verge of getting a divorce because of my problem with alcohol. Not even our daughter's tears could change me. When the missionaries visited our home, it did not take long for my wife and daughters to be baptized, but I would not accept the things of God. My addiction to alcohol controlled my life. I would go to bars after work and often missed work because I was drunk. When I drank, I became physically aggressive. I often got into arguments and fights with others. When I would leave for work, my daughters would cry and ask to go with me to keep me from drinking. I promised them I wouldn't drink, but I never kept my promises. I just wanted to keep drinking. Eventually, I realized I needed help. With the help of the missionaries, I worked to overcome my addiction. For a while, I couldn't stop drinking for more than a week at a time. Then, one day, the missionaries shared a passage from the Book of Mormon that changed my life. "And if men come unto me, I will show unto them their weakness. I give unto men weakness that they may be humble, and my grace is sufficient for all men that humble themselves before me. For if they humble themselves before me and have faith in me, then will I make weak things become strong unto them." Ether chapter 12, verse 27. I needed the Savior's help. Without Him, I would never overcome my addiction. I found that the more I relied on Him, the longer I could go without drinking. After several visits with the missionaries, I accepted their invitation to be baptized. Since then, my life has changed. More than 8 years have gone by, and I have not tried even one drop of alcohol. Today, I am free, and I owe it all to the Lord. Victor Munoz Valde, Huancayo, Peru.